Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most talked about speakers at the Democratic National Convention this summer was Teresa Heinz Kerry, the wife of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Her role at the convention was to try to get the women's vote. In order to do this, she built her speech around showing compassion for the way women are allegedly restrained from speaking up. She said, and I quote, "My only hope is that one day soon, women who have earned the right to their opinions, instead of being labeled opinionated, will be called smart or well-informed, just as men are. I want to acknowledge and honor the women of this world whose wise voices for much too long have been excluded and discounted. It's time for the world to hear women's voices in full and at last." Close quote. Those were the words of Teresa Heinz Kerry, but I don't understand her complaint. Where are all the women she sympathized with? I don't know any women who are not allowed to speak up. Certainly, I've never had any trouble speaking up. Miss Heinz Kerry was born and grew up in Mozambique, a dictatorship in East Africa. I know that women are badly treated in Africa. In fact, in Africa, the women do most of the work, while the men reserve their energies for occupations that men enjoy, such as hunting, fishing, and fighting. But Miss Heinz Kerry didn't specify where are the women who are excluded and silenced, and the reasonable inference is that she was talking about her adopted country, the United States. The feminist ideology teaches women that they will never get a break in America because they are victims of a patriarchal, male-dominated society. That's a big lie, because American women are the most fortunate class of people who ever lived on the earth. It might be dangerous to have a first lady who knows so little about America that she thinks American women are treated like African women and doesn't realize that the First Amendment applies to women just as much as to men.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Here's the man who says, if you look like your passport picture, you probably need the trip.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It's been, I don't know, a week or two ago that I told you about the brother and sister, Jessica and Chris, that were pepper sprayed by these rangers. They were park rangers. I don't remember the entire detail as to why they got involved with the rangers, but they were with a group, a fairly large group of people witnessed all of this. And according to the witnesses, there was this group of people there, apparently mostly young people. They were teenagers. And the park rangers had, I don't remember if they'd made an arrest or not. But Jessica and Chris, a brother and sister pair, wanted to talk to the park rangers. Apparently that's all, and the witnesses say that's all they wanted to do. And the witnesses were not only this teenage group, but there was a lot of other folks around because it was on a main street in front of a restaurant, a fairly popular place. Now, according to the witnesses, Jessica approached the rangers with her hands over her head, and Chris followed with his hands in his pockets. The two were ordered to get down on the ground. But instead, they just turned around and walked away, indicating that they didn't want to get involved in this thing. So Ranger Mayo ordered Chris to stop and turn around. And when she did, the Ranger pepper sprayed him in the face. Both the victim and the witnesses witness this, okay? Chris was then made to sit on the ground, only to be pepper sprayed in the eyes again. Jessica was initially pepper sprayed by the other ranger. She was handcuffed. She was put down on the ground. And Ranger Mayo, he spells his name M-A-Y-O, began pepper spraying her in the face at close range as the other ranger, who was a lady, a woman, put her weight on this girl. The girl weighed 105 pounds. Now, we've talked about this much before, but the story gets better. Listen. The ranger is accused of going so far as to remove the visor that she was wearing and holding her eyelids apart. He could spray her directly in the eyes. The two were treated more than 30 minutes later by the county firefighters and released without any charges. Public outrage eventually pressured the reluctant Point Reyes National Seashore officials into calling a meeting to discuss the incident. Along with the National Seashore officials at a meeting, the Sheriff Department said a couple of officers and Supervisor Steve Kinsey joined in making opening remarks, mainly saying that it was important that the community has shown up, okay? KWMR taped this meeting, at which they recorded Neubacher, and apparently he is one of the Park Service people, said that because there's been a little bit of interest in our internal affairs program, we also asked the district attorney's office to do an investigation. So we have one investigation on the federal level and one on the county level, and you would hope that at the end the facts would be the same. Now, that's on tape, okay? There has been no request so far from the National Park Service for an investigation with regard to the conduct of their rangers, nor have they been self-initiated any such investigation. In other words, they're letting this whole thing slide. Instead, now get this. Instead, the National Seashore, that's the Park Service, has asked his office to look into whether there was enough evidence to charge these kids with resisting arrest. Did you get that? The Park Service, he said, had directly asked the Juvenile Probation Department to see if charges could be brought against the juvenile. Wynn Miller is the teenager's mother. She said Juvenile Probation has now justified Jessica that it is considering whether to charge her with resisting arrest, which is a misdemeanor. When told that the DA would not be looking into the ranger's conduct, but rather into the victim's, the comments were, "That's outrageous. We're turning into a police state." And that has been reflected in the ranger's behavior. Ladies and gentlemen, we are turning into a police state. I don't think there is any doubt about it. And to make things more so, and I see where Representative Ron Paul, and I don't have all of the details on this, but his information tells me that the Congress is trying to push through a federal identification bill that would cause every American to have to carry an ID paper. In other words, that when you're stopped at a road check, so to speak, it's show us your papers, please. Whether you be now you have to show your driver's license. Well, you assume that you're the only person in the car, but with this I almost said internationally. I don't know if it's going to be an international thing or not. Probably is, but from what I understand, it is in Congress as we speak. They're talking about identification number that every individual would have. So when you're on the road, whether you're driving, whether you are a passenger, I guess whether you're walking, or even riding old Silver, or whatever your mode of transportation happens to be, you would have to show your papers. And this goes right back to what they did in Nazi Germany, goes right back to what they did in Russia, communist Russia. So it's something to be thinking about. With the pepper spray in the eyes, and then the rangers are not the ones that are at fault, it's the kids. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VoIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Have returned. The other day when we had Charles Sharp on, he is the founder of Heartlands Christian Ministries, we spent a great deal of time talking about whose children are they. Do the parents really own the kids, or does a state own the children? And the state thinks that it owns the children. In other words, the state would like to take over the education of our children. The state hates to see the children here in this country being homeschooled, although it's pretty well a proven fact that the homeschooled children are much, much ahead of the typical child that's educated in a public school. And we saw with the Heartland Children's Ministry there with Charlie Sharp how the state does everything it can to destroy a good Christian school system. Well, in America, it is legal in every state here in the United States to homeschool your children. And this really upsets our public educators. They think they should have the authority then to test those kids. And the thing of it is, I'm not sure that many of the homeschool children would pass the test because they're not taught the same thing at home that they are taught at school. In other words, they are taught situation ethics at a public school. They're taught that there is no right nor wrong. There is no black nor white. And in the homeschoolers have their own curriculum that goes back to what we taught with McGuffey's readers and the old math where you could teach that 2 times 2 is 4. And you always get that no matter what happens, that there are concrete evidences of things being true. And they teach American history as it was taught back 100 years ago, except they bring it up to date. And so it's a totally different situation. Now, I see in Germany, this is in Germany. Now, get this straight. I don't want you to going around saying Brownfield says that you're having to leave the country if you're going to homeschool. In America, you can still homeschool, although it does upset the professional educators. But in Germany, Germans who choose to homeschool their children, are needing to escape the European Union nation to keep from having their children taken from them. In other words, if you continue to homeschool in Germany, the German authorities will come and take the kids. Now, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association here in the United States is set up to protect homeschooling parents. It is also now trying to set up a legal defense association in Germany. But people are actually leaving the country so they can homeschool their children and not send them to a public school in Germany. The public schools are public schools no matter where they are. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
And we have returned. Now, as we were talking about Germany here and homeschooling, you can't believe how far a government will go to take control of our youth. As we mentioned, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which is based here in the United States, fights for homeschoolers' rights, and it's appealed to its members to assist its counterpart organization in Germany. Anyway, just to give you an example of what's happening over there, a few weeks ago, a German homeschool family escaped to Central America under threat of a judge who wanted to take custody of the couple's school-aged child. A social worker helped the family escape by warning them of the judge's intent and delaying the paperwork needed for the seizure. In another instance, a family escaped with their child to Austria. Even though the family no longer lived in Germany, a judge gave custody of the child to the state and let the family know that if it ever returned to Germany, the child would be taken. Another German homeschool family lost a recent court case when the judge ruled that the parents had no rights to have input into the manner and method of education in the government school. Now, here's what upset the parents. The parents said that the government school was using hardcore pornography to teach the children in their German language course. And they said, no, we're going to keep our kid home and educate him here at home. The judge also ruled that fundamental Christians do not want their children to attend government schools. They are not protected by the nation's constitution. Again, we're talking about the German constitution. But it's happening not only in Germany, but it's happening around the world. Who owns your children? And let's realize that that's the way the Nazi regime got started in the first place, when Hitler had his own schools for the young people there in Germany. So things haven't changed much over there. And we have a lot of people right here in the United States would like to see us doing exactly the same thing. Over the past several weeks, we've been talking about the Soil and Water Conservation Boards and the programs that are coming up, and how the government offices have changed so much, and how easy it is to get farmers to do things because they have always done them before, and they don't realize that this entire operation is set up to change the way our government is carried out. In other words, always, our government has been, and I say always, from the time of the Constitution was written up until recently, our government has always been run by the people and for the people. And we've had people who were on boards and who did things. They were elected officials. But now this is all turned around, and the people that control us are unelected officials. If you just look in your local newspaper, particularly during hunting season, you will see how many people are arrested for breaking a law which is not a law. It's a regulation, and that regulation was established by someone who is not an elected official. In other words, they're set up by a non-governmental organization. Now, I have here more emails. We have several people that have responded to some of the things, and they always mention G.B. Oliver for some reason. But the other day I heard you and Jeff talking about tiddlywinks. You and G.B. Oliver could probably talk about that too. Anyway, thanks for the heads up on this smart growth agenda. And that's when we were discussing the book that you can get free of charge from the EPA, Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth, okay? And apparently we have gotten a lot of those out in the areas now. So people are going to be smarter about smart growth. But thanks for the heads up on this smart growth agenda. I'm a supervisor on our local soil conservation district board, and when I get that EPA book, I'm going to look harder at what is going on. I do know that back around the early 90s, we had to draw our conservation district into hydrological units based on watersheds, and these hydrological unit boundaries are still being used. Now, I have not had time, and I apologize for that, but this has been a very busy, busy time for us. And not that all times aren't busy, but I have not really studied this Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth. I know there are a lot of those books out there by now, and if you people would care to give me a call or an email and tell me, say, hey, Derry, look on page such and such, paragraph whatever. Because it takes a while. There's 200 pages, and to really sit down and study, it's going to take a while. Anyway, here is another email. I looked on your Studio C. That's Jeff's studio. Is that your... Yeah, why do you call it Studio C? Why not call it Studio Jeff? Why not say... the door out there says Studio C? Why, I've never seen it. You mean it really does say Studio C? I didn't know that. You're not... I don't look up. I look down when I walk. Anyway, I checked on Studio C looking for the lady who was so up on the watershed info and only found the name, I think, et cetera, et cetera. We're having a dinner meeting on our existing program to explain the goals and objectives of the project, what practices are available, and what opportunities available to landowners to help protect and improve our natural resources, and thought she would make a good, great guest to go with us. This is the Muscle Fork Salt Project, headed out of Keatsville, Sheraton County, Missouri. Did you carry through on that? Did you send them some information? Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friend at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. This coming Saturday, September the 11th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow and cow-calf pair sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting from 1,000 to 1,200 head, and already consigned is a nice round of good young cows and cow-calf pairs. Early listing includes a string of 400 black and black baldy 3 to 7 year olds, a set of 250 Charolais cross cows, 50 red Angus, and a few Herefords. There'll be nearly 400 head of older cows ranging from 8 years old to broken mouths. About 250 of these cows will have either black or black baldy or Charolais cross calves by their sides. The rest will be fall and spring calvers bred to black bulls with a few bred to Charolais bulls. All the bred cows will be ultrasounded for pregnancy. That's for the special cow sale this Saturday, September the 11th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And then Wendell will be holding a special calf and yearling sale the following Monday. That's September the 13th. But the cow sale this Saturday, September the 11th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, if voting could really change things, it would be illegal, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, earlier in the show, I tried to explain a little bit about how our government is changing from a government of elected officials to a government that is run by non-elected people. We're changing, as I said, from elected people who we always considered public servants to non-elected people who consider themselves officials. It's amazing how this transition is taking place before our eyes, and people can't see it. They don't realize it. Now, let me give you some good examples here. In the city of Etchicott, New York, they have an easement there. It's a conservation easement that stipulates that no alterations should be made to the streams on the conservation easement properties. Okay? Well, one of these conservation easement properties has experienced severe erosion on the stream bank. It's steadily sloughing off silt and clay from a 10-foot-high, nearly vertical bank. Now, that brings up another point. The ecologists, they all yell and scream about cattle and how they destroy the banks. Cattle do not destroy creek banks. The creek itself destroys the creek bank. Cattle do not walk off of a 12-foot embankment. The creek blows out going around a turn and cuts out that embankment, and it will keep cutting it out. It will keep cutting it out. When cattle go to water, they take the simplest way they possibly can, and they walk off a very low slope where you don't have much of a percentage slope to get to the water. Okay. Anyway, this stream bank is sloughing off silt and clay from a 10-foot high vertical bank. When the road was first put in there 6 or 7 years ago, the creek was 20 to 30 feet away from its current location. Obviously, a lot of silt has washed downstream, and now the dirt road is also in danger of being taken by the creek. In upholding the described purpose of the conservation easement, alleviating the erosion, or should we allow the stream to meander naturally and not imposing a human-made alteration? Now, this is one Greeny writing on the email to another Greeny. It's Karen Edelstein, and she wants help. She doesn't know what to do. The conservation easement says that they can't do anything to the stream bank, but the stream is going to take the road. Okay? Now, if this was not run by the conservation easement trusts, it would be handled by your county commissioners or your board of supervisors. They'd go out and they'd fix the road. They'd fix the stream bank, right? But in order to settle this, Karen Edelstein, she is a GIS specialist and conservation easement stewardship coordinator for Fingers Lakes Land and Trust in Ithaca, New York. She's the one that's going to make this decision. But she is asking help from Barbara Heinrich, Natural Heritage Coordinator, the Ontario Heritage Foundation in Toronto. And she has also emailed Christopher R. Wilson, who is a conservation biologist, North American Land Trust, New York Field Office in North Carolina. You see, the Board of Supervisors or the county commissioners are not going to have any say in this. It's left up to, as I said, non-elected officials and not to elected public servants. Now, this is happening all over the country. We have these different commissions or councils. Whether it be the SALT program with the watershed plans or not, it'll be a council that'll make these decisions. It needs to be people that you can hire and fire, and you do that at the ballot box. But once these commissions get involved, hey, you've had it. There's not a thing in the world you can do about it. Let me give you another good example. The Caballero Unified School District Board. It's a new middle school, and they want a new middle school. They've been trying to get this school since 1996. In 1996, the school district passed a $35 million bond to pay for the school. It passed more than by a 70% vote. Hey, that's a pretty good vote to get a school bond issue, do, wouldn't you say? But in steps the Coastal Commission. Now, the Coastal Commission took the mixed-use development off its September agenda because of a letter it received from the Federal Wildlife Agency, which spelled out concerns with animal habitat preservation. Wavecrest developers and school officials are now trying to coordinate a meeting with the Fish and Wildlife, California Fish and Game, and the Coastal Commission to see what steps needs to be taken to address. They're tied up this thing now since 1996. And none of these people that have done any tying up work are elected officials. There are people that, if they weren't there, they wouldn't have a job, probably not capable of keeping a job, other than some kind of a greeny type program. So I'm going back to what my letter from Mount Ida says about this. She comments on this same Coastal Commission in the new middle school. Another article detailing this arrogant, unelected commission to follow this one. Such an excellent example of why not to allow one of these power-seeking commissions to be formed in the first place. This type of commission is the scheme of things, is to make and define the rules and regulations which we are all to live by in our sustainable communities, while the regulatory agencies and the socialist judges enforce their craziness. While we are watching the national election, who is watching the local store? Now, I'm going back to this California Coastal Commission again. In the 30 years since its creation, the California Coastal Commission has played an important role in protecting the coast, limiting offshore oil and gas exploration, enforcing public access to open beaches, and restricting coastal development. Now, did you get what it has been, what it has done? It's played an important role in protecting the coast. By what? Limiting oil and gas exploration? Enforcing public access to ocean beaches. Someone sent me a newspaper clipping just this morning, and I didn't bring it in here with me, but along some of the Great Lakes now, the people that have built beautiful homes along the Great Lakes can no longer walk in the beach. Because they built the house there because the beach was there, and now they can't use the beach. But anyway. But in the process, it has been contentious, arbitrary, arrogant, corrupt, and often ignored property rights. The California Appeals Court, I'm going back to this Coastal Commission again, recently declared the commission unconstitutional due to exposure to political influence. In 1987, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling against the Coastal Commission described its demands for land in exchange for permits as an out-and-out plan of extortion. Yet they're getting away with this all over the United States because people don't take them to court. And it looks like that's the only outlet we have is to go ahead, bite the bullet. Nobody wants to fight it. But if we don't fight it, we're going to lose everything that we have in the way of property rights. Again, a letter from Mount Ida came along with this. These commissions who would run, translated ruin, our lives must be prevented from farming, and that begins at the local level. We begin by setting an example which will stick in the minds of our legislators and prospective legislators. We go to all public meetings and demand that any regulations emanating from the suspected scheme be approved or rejected by local elected officials. That often stops the process right then and there. We can fire those elected bozos, not so with appointed bureaucrats. And let's not forget to attempt to educate the prospective legislators and our local representatives while we have them captive and designed to please us in this, an election year. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, our elected people are supposed to be our servants. And once they get on these commissions and boards, then they become a law enforcement agency. And it's not law enforcement agency, it's regulation enforcement agencies, because these are not laws. They're regulations made up by people who are unelected but want to control our lives. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number, it's 1-800-973-3779. We have some callers, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VOIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Let's go to the telephones from the state of Washington. John, hi, you're on the air, John.
Hi, Derry, long time since I've talked to you, but this is John Duty. We spoke at length about the CPS issue some time ago.
Okay.
And I've got a new can of worms here. I'm building a cabin up in the mountains north of Spokane, about halfway between Spokane and the Canadian border. And very remote. When I bought the property, I made sure not to buy a property that had a spotted owl on it or a lake or a pond or a stream. Tried to avoid those issues. Well, I thought I'd fill you in on some of the latest tactics that they seem to be using. And so the very first step in the process to build a home is get the septic tank put in, sewage system, and to have your well checked. Well, that's where it all started out, and this kind of ties into what you were saying about the streams and the cattle. The new scam is a what they call a coliform check, where they take a sample from your well and check it for coliform bacteria.
Right.
And coliform is the most common bacteria in the world. I guarantee you right now you've got it on your hands or feet or pant legs or somewhere, and so does everybody else. It's everywhere you go. And yet they want to make sure that your well is 100% free, and I mean 100% free of coliform. Well, that coliform, what they're saying, and once I got to the bottom of this, was that the coliform is indicative of fecal matter in the water supply. They're very concerned about cows drinking from the streams and then defecating nearby. And
that's what makes the fish fat.
The watershed.
I say that's what makes the fish grow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It does.
Well, see, this is a real problem. See, because the bacteria is not harmful or deadly to anybody. It's everywhere you go. It's in every water pipe in the country, except for the places that are inundated with fluoride and chlorine. But if you've got a well, you've got coliform in there. So that's the first hassle they send you through. They made me submit three different tests at $34 each for the test. The third time, I just got tired of messing with them. I went down and bought a bottle of distilled water and put it in the can and sent it down there, and it passed. So that was enough of that. Well, then he comes back to get the septic permit. I'm up here, like I said, in the middle of nowhere.
Very quickly.
Well, they turned around and they wanted to make me put in a pressurized septic system at a cost of $12,000.
What is a pressurized septic system?
Well, that means you have an emulsifier unit that emulsifies the solid waste, and then a pressurized sending unit that sends this out over very long drain fields. Sometimes they want your drain fields to be 600 feet long.
Why don't you build an outdoor privy? We lived with those for thousands of years.
I had one of those, but now they've got an official inspector that comes around with a telescopic fiberglass pole, and he extends that down in there to check it to make sure that it's not too full. And this one was really old, so it was too full. They pushed it, so we pushed it over and filled it in.
Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective, and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, so I'll take as many calls as I possibly can. John in New York. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, we've got a situation where our local officials, you talk about getting your local officials and going to your meetings. Well, ours are all fixed. They're part of the upper clique. And as these, they pick a stool pigeon for an elected official. They've elected them. They just are yes people for the upper clique. And as they either are manipulated or address the money, such as if you're a tax assessor, a lot of the tax assessors at town board meetings or town board people, their assessment's less than everybody else's. That same corruption is going on with this. And in our town, we've had two reject mayors that get reelected because it's this just positioning that the parties control. And
all right, who is controlling them? Who are the people that are controlling them?
Well, you've got the, you know, we're basically, our town's a Republican town, and so you've got the Republican yes people, and then once they've violated, like, the Stewart, that's the last one that was in, she took the home development money, and all her friends got it. And so, again, she got rejected, and there's a, you know, there's codes and stuff for people violating the law, but nothing's enforced. I just got through court. Where I went in, I have a definite insurance claim. It's a crime not to pay your insurance and drive a car, but if you have a claim, it's a law that there, it's a violation of law and a crime if someone covers it up. But I've got reports from Cornell University. I had a milk equipment problem, and Cornell University came in and verified it and then lied and wrote a false report. I've got that in print. I've got people perjuring themselves, and it's like, my lawyer got bought off. The judge got bought off. They made every rule under the shady book, you want to say, to put me down. And because the Lord's with me, they brought in some information that was withheld from me for 8.5 years, and I've got in an appeal going now. But it's a battle that you're fighting City Hall, and I don't know if there's any winning in it, I'll be honest with you.
Well, the winning is in the intelligence. The more we know, the less chance they have. It's as simple as that. And that's why, you know, the people that have really won in these cases are people like Wayne Hage. There are several individuals that have really done their homework. But we don't want to be attorneys, just like we had a...
Well, I understand. I've been 8.5 years fighting this. I got a 5-hour conspiracy charge against the government. I've gone to where I pulled my plate off my car and put a cardboard plate on and said, unfair regulation, no money, no plates, no insurance. And because my story's so true, they didn't dare to pull me over for 3 weeks. I had 18 troopers pass me, and then they finally had to get me off the road because of what happened to us. Everybody else was going to start taking their plates off. It got said and done. They threw the tickets out of court and said, please put your plates back on the car. And, you know, it's just this BS that goes on. I've got reports up the yin-yang. I've done everything that I can possibly do. And it's just a turmoil of they enforce stupidness and corruption. And it's like if you catch them in a bigger point of corruption, well, then they can't break the law. It's like, where do they break the law and how far they can break the rules?
Well, just like these park rangers that sprayed these kids in the eyes while they were handcuffed and on the ground, and now they want to have a hearing to see if they can prosecute the kids. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on. Hey, thanks for the call. We have 1 minute left. Let's go to Regina very quickly in Pennsylvania. Hi, Regina. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Speaking of what he's talking about, I think that's the money that comes down from the federal government. We have a chance to do something about that money. Ron Paul has, I'm sure you're familiar with the New Freedom Initiative on mental health, stigma surrounding mental illness, and they're setting up their funding for it. Ron Paul is going to take a stab at it. We need to help him by calling our capital at 877-762-8762 and tell him to support the Paul Amendment to the Labor, Health and Human Services and Education Appropriations Act for 2005. It will accomplish the withhold funds for the new Freedom Initiative, the Fundamental Health Screening Program. It will become not only for children, for screening for all children, aggressive screening of young children, but also American adults should be not forced to undergo mental health screening.
Okay, we're out of time. They're also going to screen all pregnant women
right. In
Illinois. I don't know whether that's the national approach or not. But, hey, thanks for the call. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the